Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to the Dopamine Detox Challenge. Today's topic is something near and dear to my heart, prioritizing self-care over productivity. Ever feel like you're constantly chasing the next deadline, the next goal, the next achievement? We live in a world that glorifies hustle culture, right? Always on, grind never stops, those are the mantras we're fed. But let me tell you, there's a point where constant productivity turns into burnout, and trust me, no one wins when you're running on empty. So, how do we find that sweet spot? How do we balance being productive with actually taking care of ourselves? That's what we're diving into today. Think of it like this. You wouldn't put a high-performance engine in a rickety car and expect it to run smoothly, right? Your body and mind are the same way. They need regular maintenance, refueling, and downtime to truly perform at their best. Now, I know what you're thinking. Self-care is for snowflakes. But seriously, guys, it's not about being lazy or selfish. It's about investing in yourself so you can show up as your best self in all areas of life. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you prioritize self-care over productivity. 1. Recognize the signs of burnout. This isn't just feeling tired after a long day. We're talking about chronic fatigue, irritability, difficulty concentrating, lack of motivation, and even physical symptoms like headaches or digestive issues. If any of this resonates with you, it's time to hit the brakes and prioritize self-care. 2. Schedule self-care into your week. Treat it like any other important appointment. Block out time for activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul, whether that's going for a walk in nature, practicing yoga, reading a good book, or simply taking a long bath. Remember, you can't pour from an empty cup. 3. Learn to say no. This one is tough, I get it. But saying yes to everything can lead to feeling overwhelmed and stretched thin. Start by politely declining requests that don't align with your priorities or leave you feeling drained. You'll be surprised how much space this creates for self-care. 4. Unplug from technology. Seriously, put down the phone. Constant notifications and screen time can contribute to stress, anxiety, and sleep problems. Take regular breaks from devices, especially in the evening, and create tech-free zones in your home. You might even rediscover the joy of having a real conversation. 5. Practice mindfulness. This means paying attention to the present moment without judgment. It could be as simple as taking a few deep breaths, focusing on your senses, or doing a quick meditation. Mindfulness helps reduce stress, improve focus, and increase overall well-being. Let me tell you a story about my friend Sarah. She's a brilliant graphic designer, always on top of deadlines, juggling multiple projects at once. She was living the hustle life, but she was also constantly exhausted, stressed out, and barely sleeping. One day, she decided to take a week-long break, no work emails, no social media, just pure relaxation. She went hiking in the mountains, spent time reading by the lake, and simply enjoyed being present. When she came back to work, she was refreshed, energized, and more productive than ever before. Sarah realized that taking care of herself wasn't a luxury, it was essential for her success. So, remember, you're not a machine. You're human, and humans need time to recharge, connect, and simply be. By prioritizing self-care, you're not just taking a break, you're investing in your long-term well-being and unlocking your full potential. We've talked about the importance of prioritizing self-care over productivity, recognizing those burnout signs, scheduling it in like any other important appointment, learning to say no, unplugging from technology, and practicing mindfulness. These aren't just suggestions, they are essential tools for creating a more balanced and fulfilling life. Remember, you deserve to feel your best, both physically and mentally. So go out there, take care of yourself, and show up as the amazing person you truly are. And hey, if this resonated with you, share it with a friend who might need to hear it too. Don't forget to leave a review and let me know what self-care practices work best for you. We'll be back tomorrow with another episode of Dopamine Detox Challenge. Until then, keep detoxing and stay amazing.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.